And something that people think they see around the graveyard at night.
Spooks, spirits, ghosts.
What about a house that people are scared to go in?
Haunted. Got spirits in it.
Have you heard of those around here?
Well, people say they know they're there, but I've never. That's something I don't believe in.
You see him? He ran down the springboard and what into the water?
Jumped, dived into the water.
Okay, several children have already
dived in. Dived.
And you say that child was scared to
swim or scared of the water? Scared to dive.
Okay. But the other children all
dove in. Dove in.
Okay. And you say he got in the water and what across?
Swam.
And you say I have
swam the bay. I have swam the bay.
And if you didn't know how to swim, you might get in the water and
drowned.
You say yesterday somebody
drowned.
When they pulled him out, he was already
dead.
Because he had
drowned.
And if you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that a
We called it belly busters.
What about when you put your head on the ground and roll over, you turn a
somersault.
Which would you call it?
Either one, whatever popped out.
And the game that children play where one child will be it and the others will hide.
Hide and seek.
What do you call the tree you can touch and be safe?
Base.
And in football you run toward the
goal line.
And say if we're planning to meet somewhere, I'd say, well, you don't need to hurry. If I get there first, I'll
wait on you.
And if you were about to punish a child, you might ask you not to punish him, just give him one more
chance.
And someone who's always smiling, always sees the funny side of things, he's got a good sense of
humor.
And you'd say, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will get
rid of them.
And say if a child left his pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there, you'd say, I bet somebody
either borrowed it or stole it.
Anything else it says besides stole? Any slang?
Oh, I've heard people say they took it. They took his pencil.
Okay. And if a child learned something new, like learned a whistle, you wanted to know where he learned it, you'd ask him who?
Taught you.
And you wanted to brighten up a room for a party, and you had a lot of things growing out in your yard, you'd go out and
pick some flowers or pull the flowers.
Okay. And a child that's always running and telling on the other children,
we call them tattletales.
Would you use that word about a grown person?
I'd say he told an untruth, just plain didn't tell the truth. I don't think I would.
And if a teacher goes in a classroom and sees a funny picture on the blackboard, she might ask who?
Who drew this picture?
And you needed a hammer, you tell somebody, go.
Bring me a hammer.
And you tell a child, now that stove is very hot, so
don't touch it.
And if you had a heavy suitcase and you needed to get up three flights of stairs and there wasn't an elevator, you'd say, I had to
drag it or push it.
Did you ever say lug it or towed it?
Probably not lug, I might have said tote.
What does lug mean?
Drag, kind of a drag, you know.
Mm-hmm.